Hi everyone, Saint Maid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Scott, and here's what he's got to say. Hello, Saint Maid. I wanted to talk about men staying single these days. It's my belief that the go-your-own-way philosophy and lifestyle is now fully mature, viral and unstoppable, as far as it's spread to men not only in Western society, but all over the world. And with this also comes the perception that there's essentially nothing women or the masters of the universe can do to stymie it. The one irrefutable truth when it comes to modern dating, relationships, and marriages is that women are no longer inclined or incentivized to be in successful marriages or relationships. It's quite the opposite now economically, as women are now incentivized to divorce men as they are richly rewarded by the court systems for doing such things. Socially, women have encouraged each other to leave their marriages and relationships as soon as they feel any sort of unhappiness or dissatisfaction in the marriage. And politically, women are targeted along those lines so that certain political parties are elected over and over again, regardless of their performance in office. This has led men to understand that the only leverage they have when it comes to relationships is having the ability to walk away at a moment's notice. And oftentimes, this becomes necessary as more and more of them are seeking open relationships while racking up body counts that go into the triple digits. The philosophy is now spread to the point where even mainstream voices and outlets are forced to acknowledge that men are not only walking away from marriage, but also not taking on the wage slave jobs that men would normally take on in order to pay for the prison of love and marriage. Women, of course, are howling that men aren't stepping up, but they can't allow any sort of self-reflection as they slip further and further down the bonus hole of identity politics. And conservatives have no answer other than to double down and demand that men accept the role of the wage slave, even though they know that many men would be destroyed in divorce if they chose to do this. So in essence, it's viral. Of course, the left wants to use immigration to offset the lack of wage slaves and soldiers, but that creates other problems in society that are too numerous to discuss in this message. So what does this mean for people like yourself, Hammerhand, TFM, and other monks out there? I believe that it's now metastasized to the point where it's outside your influence, let alone control. I suspect the detractors know this as well as efforts to censor and cancel you have gone way down. Besides, if people such as yourself are canceled, it might very well have the same effect of Trump derangement syndrome, another mental illness that is having a Streisand effect. In conclusion, I can see why you're doing memes of the week videos and seeking out other types of content. Commenting on bachelorhood at this point is like talking about an adult child that's out there doing his own thing. And in a way, that might be the best way to view the philosophy, in that although you helped birth it and raised it, it's now outgrown any of your ability to directly shepherd or influence it. And it certainly doesn't require you to feed it at this point, although the content is most welcome. I also believe that creators like Hammerhand are in the same boat as far as his influence. Eventually, the red pill communities are going to be forced to acknowledge that when it comes to relations with modern women, the only leverage a man really has in those relationships is the ability to walk away from them. That means no cohabitation and no marriage, unquote. Well, Scott, I'll share my thoughts in a moment about your comments. But first, a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men not marrying is hurting the conservative vote clown world show. I recently watched a short video from a conservative named Charlie Kirk, demanding that men get married, which according to him will make men more powerful than ever. Under that video in the comments section, people were screaming out that he's doing a disservice by not mentioning the potential risks of marriage for men with regards to the divorce. Another conservative person, Lauren Chen, also was complaining about men not marrying, which is today's not-so-mystery link. Her video represents very weak arguments that don't compute. She says that men have to try harder using ever-so-mild shaming language. She didn't mention our bachelor philosophy, which I won't even mention because, believe it or not, I still do get demonetized on YouTube whenever I do. The last few weeks or so, they've been going through all my videos with a fine-tooth comb to find excuses to get rid of the ads. As for Lauren, she seems to think that men are staying single because of fear, not realizing that we've just reached the point of indifference when it comes to women and relationships in general. She was criticizing men that were making the voluntary decision not to approach women. She didn't say our philosophy by name, but we all know what it is. Monk mode. You're right, Scott, that the ladies have run out of tools to try and stop it. And they don't appear to be creative enough to come up with something new to convince men to come back to the plantation. Lauren is married. Why would she care if men stayed single? Well, because she's conservative and married women are more likely to be conservative and vote Republican. But the way I see it, the left should be thanking bachelors for not dating women and not marrying. It means more single ladies out there with anti-Republican rabies, voting for Democrats. They should be paying myself and others big bonuses for further entrenching their political power. Not only are they irrationally afraid of men staying single and not marrying, but they don't understand the consequences. Politically, it helps lefties if women stay single. Because staying single as a man means you create a single woman on the other side of that equation that's most likely to vote Democrats. But would you really want to take one for the team and get married in order to create a Republican woman? I know I certainly wouldn't. With the combination of illegal immigration and more than half the women and men for that matter to be permanently single soon, it's going to mean Democratic presidents in perpetuity, like they have Democrat governors in California. Even if one day immigration, legal or otherwise, fails to fill the need for low-skilled labor, eventually AI/automation is going to come and take away many of those low-paced, low-skilled jobs that are low IQ anyway. But the collapsing marriage rate will remain, and most of the single women will vote for the left. As for our philosophy, we welcome attacks because with each attack, our philosophy grows stronger. That's one of the reasons I also like Bitcoin as well. It's the same energy and feedback loop. The more people attack it or mention it, the more it grows. Lauren Chen is probably smart enough to know that if she mentions men going monk mode, the guys will research it and some will join. It's hilarious when just by saying the name of something you disagree with, you basically recruit for it. If that's not a powerful viral idea, then I don't know what is. Her video also mentions a quote from someone named Date Psych. He says the women aren't going to fall into your lap, and if you want one, you have to pursue them. But this is incorrect because if you're a higher quality man, then they will fall in your lap. Lauren knows this, but is probably just using misdirection. As for me making 3 or 4 memes videos a week now, even longtime listeners are finding them more fascinating. They're fun to make because they jump around so much from one aspect of female nature to the next, in a sort of surprise format. You don't know what the next meme will be. There's an element of gambling and anticipation that keeps listeners more captivated. Scott, you also spoke about how censorship has eased up, and it has a little bit. But notice how I had to take out a certain 5-letter acronym out of this video, as well as the word for a female movement that starts with F. If I leave those in, it's automatic demonetization now, and I have to appeal the video, which takes a couple of days of waiting. Yes, censorship has gone down, and I've pointed that out, but it's still there. It just keeps on changing. We're heading for an election year, so expect it to ramp up now. I can't bring up overweight women, alphabet people, or sexual issues in my memes videos anymore. I'm also debating if I can just take the raciest ones, which I can't even share on YouTube, and make a special version for all tech only. As for spreading the philosophy and making it mainstream, I'm glad I did what I did. I've made my mark on this world that historians might be talking about for centuries, in a way by accelerating demographic collapse. I still think there's more to do with the virtual sex system. We need the fertility rate to fall below 1 in most countries, to basically have people finally do something about it. I would love to be the one to cement myself as being responsible for that. People generally love to hate me because I don't display nonverbal communication around people. It freaks them out. Next time you communicate with someone, stand still, perfectly still, and just use your words and no body expression to communicate. People will literally freak out. I love seeing how people think I'm going to attack them, when I'm just having a plain old conversation. I think that Spock and Data probably had more body language than I do. The conservatives are losing their fight to keep marriage rates up in traditionalism. That view of the world is almost over. The gynocentric one will end too. Ours will survive, but we just need to use surrogates or technological reproduction, and we shall inherit the Earth. But that once again is a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Scott for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men no longer want to smash women, and women like Lauren can't shame us back into the arms of a babe, because we understand the game. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the YouTubers and tradcocks that can't admit that men are refusing to get married and have won the real culture war against the cooch away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.